Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode and penultimate episode of the season of FPL Family. My name is Lee and this is Sam. And we are Sam Game Week 37. Far from in the books. Thank God it's far from in the books because I tell you what, I ain't got any points. I've got my three City and my three Arsenals have come through pretty big. No, actually, I do have lots of points. I'll tell you where they are.
On your bench?
Friggin' Darlow on my bench. Oh my God.
I got BO there if it makes you feel better.
What a game week this has been so far. Oh my days. Oh my days. Let's just realign the camera a little bit because, as usual, look, you can see from here. Look, can you see how that you're like tucked in? I'm nice and central where I am and you're tucked away in the corner.
Yeah, but that's because of the way the chair is.
Is it?
Yes, because the chair's not against.
Are you happy tucked in the corner then? Do you want to leave it like that?
I'm always going to sit into the corner of the chair because otherwise my back is screwed by the end of the stream.
All right.
So I have to sit like this.
All right.
So, and then if we move the camera so that I'm not tucked in the corner, then the wall isn't in the right place and you just get the door.
Okay.
So
you make yourself comfortable, Sam. As comfortable as Spurs sitting in 17th place right now. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? That is a collective sigh of relief. You're not done yet. You're not done. But that's a big result today for West Ham, isn't it?
I was really stressed today.
I can tell you she was.
I've been stressed a lot this season. There's not been many weekends
Hello, camera's gone. That's fun.
Oh, bye-bye. Camera's gone. Can they still hear us at least?
Oh my God, I think the mics are still on. Oh,
hello.
We're back.
What did you do?
I have no idea. I didn't touch a thing.
You must have done something.
I didn't touch anything. I had no idea. Oh, God, it's all going to go, isn't it? That's all going to go.
Oh, it's going to be a fun stream, guys.
One of those weeks. Look at two massive red arrows. Oh, dear me.
Mine's actually not as big as yours, thanks very much. Yeah, I must admit, there's been a lot of difficult weeks this season. But this one...
For Spurs or FPL? Both.
Both. But from a Spurs perspective. But this one felt hard because I knew that they were going to play today. And we weren't going to play for 2 days.
Yes.
And they could go back above us. And we have Chelsea. And I was like,
you've got to feel better about that Chelsea game now.
Newcastle scored, I felt better.
Yeah.
When Newcastle scored again, I felt better. And when they got their third, I felt a lot better.
But you know the Chelsea mentality, just because of the sort of club they are, they would have loved to have sent you down during the weekend. Now they can't, can they?
We live in their head rent-free. We always have. I say this to Tom at Scout all the time. Like, for some reason, we seem to have become their biggest rivals. They sing about us even when they're not playing against us. But we don't care because we only care about what Arsenal are doing. We're never really that bothered about what Chelsea are doing.
Mm.
But Tom's been going on at me for about 4 months now, saying, we're going to send you down in game week 37. And I've been like, you're going to get sacked. Remember, I hold that power, Thomas. Although he has texted me to say, you must be buzzing. It's like, I'm not buzzing. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a buzzing. That's not what I feel.
And we do need to, because Richard is in the chat. Richard, thank you for joining us this evening. Brave of you, mate, to join this live stream. He says, spare a thought for us Hammers fans.
I get it.
We do. And to be honest, Richard, I don't know what you made of that performance today. You're not going to like this, mate, but it was a performance worthy of relegation. I thought they just looked so, like, not up for it in the tunnel beforehand. You could tell they weren't quite right. The nerves of the day looked like they were just gonna.
I really do feel for the Hammers.
They didn't look at it at all today.
And I know that might sound disingenuous, but I don't mean it. I absolutely mean it when I say that. I genuinely did not want I don't want Spurs to go down, clearly. But of all the clubs in the league, I actually don't really want the Hammers to go down, because the other clubs down the bottom, I would way prefer to be relegated. I like Nuno a lot. Obviously, he was at Spurs for a while. There's a lot of really good players at West Ham. I thought today, I said to you, didn't I, as they were standing in the tunnel, I was like, Jarrod Bowen looks like a man that's walking towards execution. Like, it was either a look of pure focus and determination, or it was a look of sheer terror.
You think,
and I couldn't work out which one it was.
You got to walk out into that stadium. It's an intimidating stadium.
Plus, they were really like excited up in Newcastle today because they had the whole like Trips is leaving thing, and they were all
good
like by Trips
stadium.
They wanted to send everyone out on a high. Final game of the season. They've had a bit of a crap season themselves, Newcastle, so they wanted to finish it on a high as well.
Yeah,
I thought, and I like Nuno. And I think what he's done for West Ham over the last few months has been really, really positive on the most part. But I thought tactically he got it a bit wrong today to start the game.
Tadebo looked well happy to be dragged off after 20 minutes, didn't he?
But once he went off, they did look better.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll talk about...
So sorry, Richard. I genuinely do spare a thought for you, because I know how hard this has been for me, and I know that the West Ham fans are feeling exactly the same. Yeah. So I totally get it.
Well, it ain't done yet. It ain't done yet, Richard. So no, listen, we all
still feel stressed.
You lose to Chelsea and then it's all down to the last day, isn't it? And then anything can happen on the last day, because it's just a stressful melting pot for you both. Both with home games on the final day as well. So anything can happen. Lots to discuss from this weekend. We will get to some FPL at some stage. I'm assuming we'll get to some FPL. I don't know if we're going to talk about points.
Is there much FPL to talk about?
Well, I think if you're a if you're a Morgan Rogers, if you
absolute buffoon. I am furious.
You have only got yourself to blame.
You could be quiet.
You've only
Morgan Rogers is an absolute troll of the highest order.
Yeah.
The man has been an absolute liability, and quite frankly...
Your mic is like gone off the red at the most.
And quite frankly, a disgrace of a footballer and a human being.
Shut up, will
since
you?
Since January.
Disgrace of it. No. You're being way too over the top and dramatic and harsh.
No.
Pathetic.
No.
Pathetic. What should have happened was you should have sold him a few weeks ago.
I'll tell you, if I mention the words Arnie Slot to you, what are you going to do?
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
We're not talking about
that. You'll get more upset about him than I get about Arnie Slot.
I won't call him a terrible human being.
Oh, he is. He's been a disgrace. He's not played well. He's not been in the games. He's
Why are you
not
selling him before Liverpool
at
home?
Because
That's poor, sorry. At the risk of going all Cundy and Talksport.
Well, because I needed... Because I wanted a new... And I needed an Arsenal player. You moron. That's
needed
why.
An Arsenal player.
Yeah.
Morgan Rogers before Liverpool at home. That's just poor. Sorry,
what has Morgan Rogers
and
done?
And if you listened to me on Ohana last Thursday, anybody that listened to Ohana last Thursday,
never a good idea.
Shouldn't be selling him.
It's never a good idea to listen to you, Lee.
I'm thinking about buying Rogers this week.
No, you didn't.
I didn't, because I went KDH instead.
No, you didn't.
Terrible.
And then you spent the whole afternoon saying, I was really nearly close to buying Dango.
I was very close to buying Dango Ouattara. That was the 50-50. Anthony Gordon was in my team. I've said all this in Ohana. This is all documented. So
I
you can
remember
say
you
what
even
you want.
Mentioning
say
Dango.
It's documented.
I don't remember you even mentioning
Anthony
Dango
Gordon
on Ohana.
Was in my
I think
team.
You're lying about this, Lee.
And I was like, right, he's got to go, obviously. And that was proven right, because he's been properly naughty step. Didn't even bring him on today, did he? For a farewell St. James's. Didn't even bring him on.
Well, because
right?
they're not admitting he's going, are they?
And I had a 50-50, a real coin toss between do I go for Keenan Drewsby-Hall or do I go for Dango Ouattara? Those were the two that were going to be my transfer in.
I don't even remember you talking about Dango.
Flipped heads and it was tails, didn't it? I flipped heads, but never mind. Never mind. But Morgan Rogers, yeah, you've managed to somehow deflect the conversation onto me and Arne Slot and Dango Ouattara. But Morgan Rogers... Never in a million years a sell before Liverpool or Watkins.
Well, you
and
you
I
say
knew from
that,
the kickoff when they come out of that tunnel and when we come out of that tunnel, I thought we're in trouble here.
You say that, but he was the most heavily sold player this game week.
Yeah, you're not alone.
So you can't sit there and say he was never a sell, because you're one person.
Yeah.
And hundreds of thousands of managers felt differently.
I can say it though, can't I?
No.
Why not?
Because
I can say he was never a sell. That's my opinion. The fact that 100...
He was always a sell.
600,000 managers sold in the last couple of weeks.
It's absolute nonsense from you to say he wasn't a sell. He was always a sell. The underlying data was crap. He was crap. Everything about Aston Villa was crap.
Have you seen us?
There was no... There's no justifiable reason to hold Morgan Rogers this week.
Okay.
That's why he was the most transferred out player.
All right. That is a fact. I can't argue with the facts. But I wouldn't have done it. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have done it. And I wouldn't have sold Watkins either. But we will get to all the games. We'll get to the games. We'll talk about our teams and how they're getting on so far in game week 37. We'll talk about who's left to go as well. We should at this stage probably say, well, we definitely should say, congratulations to Manchester City. That is a cup double. What is that? Pep's now fourth or fifth FA Cup? I don't know. It's like a lot of FA Cup wins. Nice moment for Bernardo Silva and John Stones to lift the trophy together at the top of the stairs in Wembley. So congratulations, Man City fans. Any takeaways from that game? Jao Pedro getting a knock, more than a knock. Looked like a pretty nasty one. So we've got to wait and see what happens with that.
See what happens there, yeah.
But outside of that, was there much to sort of pick up on in a cup final?
It was a bit of a non-event for a cup final, did you think?
Well, we didn't watch it, did we? Because we were busy watching our kids dancing on stage. So we didn't watch it at all.
Seen some highlights.
Have you?
Didn't think it was that great.
No.
Spoke to me dad. He didn't think it was that great.
Well, he wouldn't. He's a Chelsea fan.
yeah. I guess we'll see. The big thing from the weekend is that Chelsea got a new manager that's going to start. Obviously, it doesn't have an impact on us right now in FPL, but will have an impact on us next season in FPL, probably, in terms of our thinking with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Alonso starting on the 1st of July, I think.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Absolutely gutted. Absolutely gutted. There's a reason I've dug out this. Those the more eagle-eyed of you will notice that this doesn't even fit me anymore, this shirt. But this is the New Balance Liverpool shirt. This is before Adidas, before even the Nike era. This is from what we refer to now, Sam, at the club as the good old days. Back in the sort of, this is like 2019, 2020 shirt, something like that. Might even be older than that, I don't know.
It might be the year of, is it our Champions League year?
Could be.
Might be.
Yeah, could be. But listen, I've worn it because I want to reminisce about when we were a half-decent run club. Because the Xabi Alonso news has hit different, guys. I'm not going to lie. Dust, can you stop laughing? It's not...
I know. I'm only laughing because you think your club's in a mess. And you've got me and the West Ham fans in the chat fighting against relegation. Yeah. At least you're safely tucked up at the top of the league and you're going to get some form of European football. That's what makes me laugh about this.
God knows how we're going to get... Like, if we end up getting Champions League football, I don't know how we've done it. I genuinely don't know how we've done it.
I
don't know.
The one thing I will say, and we'll come back to the Alonso thing in a minute. The one thing I will say about Liverpool this season is, from the very beginning of this season...
George, don't get in the chat with Liverpool roll over on Sunday. We roll over every week, George. Of course we'll roll over on Sunday. Oh my God. Roll over every week. It's been bloody awful. Oh God, and Bennett. I ain't looking forward to playing Brentford at the weekend. Really not.
They're pretty crap.
Do you know what? Right. Got me started on this now, for crying out loud. We'll come back to Xabi Alonso. But for as long as I can remember, stop laughing. It ain't funny. We're just shit. You're
not,
laughing.
I'm not
laughing. I laughed at Spurs this season, have I?
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. The amount of times you've laughed at us and said,
he was funny though.
Anyway, look, come on. I'm not laughing at what you're saying. I'm laughing at how the fuck you... I started the stream with a rant about Morgan Rogers and you had a massive dig at me and said you can't rant about Morgan Rogers. And then you... Lee, have gone off on the same level of rant about Liverpool.
Mm.
Go on, carry on.
Well, I don't even know where to start because, for those of you in the chat asking me, am I slot in or slot out?
He's been slot out for a while.
Out for weeks and weeks now. And for a month, for months of this season, I backed him, didn't I? I backed him. And even when you go a few months ago and you talk about, do you remember the Mo Salah, he's thrown me under the bus comments? Do you remember all that? And he come out and he said that. And Mo never really says anything, does he? But he said that. And even then, I was a bit like, you shouldn't be saying that publicly, Mo. And I'd prefer you to say that behind closed doors. And I don't really like it, Mo. And give Arne a slot, But not now. Absolutely not now. Like what Salah said on Twitter and Instagram yesterday, it's just like...
The best bit about
fueled
that.
Even more. Like he's basically coming out and saying... The club's gone to shit, isn't he? He's basically saying the standards have slipped, the dressing room's gone, hasn't got the dressing room at all. And it's showing in the performances. Mm. How we're going to end up 4th or 5th is just insane.
The best thing about what Salah did was he did that yesterday and then said nothing, posted it, then got on about with his life. And then today he goes on Instagram and posts a picture of him out for dinner, which can only have been last night, with... It's him, Verts, Kerkez, and Dom Szoboszlai.
Mm.
And they look like they're having a lovely time, the four of them.
Yeah.
And you think, there is a point here, isn't there, that you're trying to prove. You've had a go at the manager yesterday and you've said he's lost the dressing room. And then what you're saying is that actually, but you lot, you're still together. You're still a team. Mm. You're still doing it for each other. And I thought then that's quite clever from him and from his... social media people.
I think he's well within his rights to do it now.
What's he going to do on Sunday?
Who, Salah or Slot?
Slot.
I tell you what, if Slot doesn't start Salah on Sunday, I mean, I'm not sure he'll get out alive, Slot. I'm not sure he'll get out alive, Sam. Like, imagine we go 90 minutes. And imagine that full-time whistle goes and whatever happens with Brentford happens and Salah hasn't come on the pitch. Can you Like, I fear for his life. I mean, get the police around him immediately, Arneslot. He won't get out alive. Like, that's what next weekend is. It's the Mo Salah farewell. And Andy Robertson and a few others, probably. But it's the Mo Salah farewell. Sky are doing a bit on TV as we speak. I was just recording it because I saw it as we were coming in. All this week, all the narrative is going to be about how much of a legend Mo Salah is. So he's dropped that on Instagram yesterday as a precursor for the week, the Mo Salah. Next week is Mo Salah week. If you thought you were sick of seeing Mo Salah goals on all of your social medias and Sky, wait for this week. It's just all going to be Mo Salah this week. If we get to the Brentford game on Sunday and he doesn't start Salah, I fear for his life. I fear for his life. he's a dead man walking. Honestly.
Disgrace for human being.
No, it wouldn't go that far. It wouldn't go that far. Poor old Morgan. It wouldn't go that far. It's like he's got to start him. He's got to play him. Whatever.
Genuinely, tomorrow at training, what is going to happen? Because it's basically, Salah's basically declared war.
I'll tell you what'll happen at training, Sam. They'll all do what they always do. They'll roll up in their really nice Bentleys. They'll all get out, have a nice few lattes, and they'll fuck off home. That's what they're doing right now. That's the standards at Liverpool. It's so bad. And now, the poke in the eye, like of all the crap we've had to put over the last few weeks, and I know there are teams in worse position and we're probably maybe going to get the Champions League. I know. But all the crap that we've had to put up with in the last few weeks and months, and the Salah narrative, and we're all now against Slot. The one bit of hope that we had, Sam, the bit that I was clinging on to, was that at least he'll piss off in the summer, and Xabi Alonso is ready-made. It's like the perfect appointment. It's the perfect, like, it's perfect. Liverpool legend. You know, all right, whatever happened at Real Madrid happened, but look what's happened at Real Madrid since, right? They're all fighting each other, right? He did great at Bayer Leverkusen. Connection with the fans that's done missing. He can get it back. He can be the one to bring back the connection with the fans.
Well, now he's gone to Chelsea.
It was perfect.
Now he's going to be the Chelsea manager and you hate Chelsea. So what are you going
to
do?
I thought last week, we'll talk about FPL in a minute, I'm sure. Welcome to FPL Family Live Stream. I was sure last week that the Chelsea stuff that came out was just a smokescreen. I thought he was coming to Liverpool, Xabi Alonso. I thought the whole Chelsea connection thing last week was just a smokescreen.
Why?
By his media team to be a bit like, come on, Liverpool, get a bloody move on. You know, come on, can we start this
dance?
Well,
he can't be the Liverpool manager now.
Really?
No.
Wow, that's an amazing observation, Sam.
No, he can't ever, probably.
I don't know. Probably not. But
he's been the Chelsea manager.
You snooze, you lose. Mate, you've got... I think he's a top manager. I think he's a top manager.
I mean,
you've got a really good one.
Chelsea will break him because they will break every manager.
They will break him.
They break
it's
every manager.
It's a terrible career move for Xabi Alonso.
Well, yeah, but that's because you lot didn't get your things out of your pocket.
I agree. It's a great move for Chelsea. They've got a headline manager and he's great. But it's a terrible move for Xabi Alonso.
So,
and what happens to Alonso after that, right? Because so this narrative is going to play out, right? Because this is the Chelsea narrative.
Well, he probably
he's gone and done well
right
at Leverkusen. He's gone and fucked up at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Chelsea and
what
be
do well
and,
first
and might do well for a bit and then they'll bin him after 18 months. Where does he go after that? Like, what do you do next? Because he's going to have to do something. He has to win something at Chelsea for it to be considered success.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't in his first year, he'll be binned. So it's failed managerial roles.
No, but
I don't understand this career path for Xabi Alonso. If I was following him on LinkedIn, I'd be like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, but
what is this path?
Yeah, but I don't think failing at Chelsea is a bad thing on your CV. Everyone fails at Chelsea.
Everyone's got
Do you know
it.
What I mean? Everyone who's been to Chelsea's got failed at Chelsea on their CV. That's just
I
life,
don't
right?
Think failing at Chelsea is bad for your CV.
I don't think it is.
That is a line. Get that one on the highlights reel next week.
Sorry,
oh
guys.
God.
If you're sorry, Kingdom, but I don't think it is. You failed at Chelsea. Well, join the club. There's a whole line of people at the bus stop that have failed at Chelsea. Like, but I'm not being funny. But there are other managers out there that have been absolutely crap, right? Vincent Kompany took Burnley down, and now he's doing wonders at Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So Xavi's not like he's not nailing his coffin by going to Chelsea. Mm. He's just going to get a massive payout. He's just going to earn multi-millions of pounds.
But I didn't... he's not... I don't...
But he doesn't
is he that
have,
sort of person?
But he's not getting a job at Liverpool because you've said, not you personally, but your board have said,
yeah,
we're sticking with this idiot.
Apparently so.
So
apparently so.
What do you expect Alonso to do?
Yeah, he's got to go and find a job.
He's got to get a job.
I just think he's better than Chelsea. Sorry, fans. Sorry, Chelsea fans. He's just better than Chelsea.
Because of your Chelsea
love for
prejudice
him.
And,
no.
And your love for him.
Might be towards,
I think it's
might
both.
Be because of my bias for Liverpool, mate. For bias for Alonso as a guy. Yeah,
I think
maybe.
You really love him because of your Liverpool. He's yeah. a Liverpool legend. And you hate Chelsea. So the thought of one of your Liverpool legends going to be destroyed
yeah.
by Chelsea is not pleasant. I felt the same when they took Poch.
Yeah.
But Poch's career's not over.
Not yet.
Well, it might be if Trump gets his hands on him after the World Cup.
Let's say hello to a few people, Sam.
Have we not said hello yet? We've been going for 21 minutes.
21 minutes and we've not said hello to people.
Oh, dear.
Sizing Dave is in. Nice to see you, Sizing Dave. Slot will be sacked by Christmas. Mate, if he's still there at Christmas, I'll eat my hat. Dave, honestly, like, if he's there game week one...
Well, he's going to be there game week one, Lee.
He's not.
He
he's
is.
Not. It won't be allowed. It won't be allowed.
We'll just, I think...
We've fucked up massively not getting Alonso, but we will get a new manager.
I don't think you will. I think they've basically written this season off as the... It's been a nightmare because of Jota season.
You've got to stop using him as an excuse. It's
I
so
think
poor.
That is why they have not sacked him.
It's so poor.
But that's why I think they haven't sacked him.
God is Love Island is saying, what hat, Lee? Mate, I'll find a hat and I'll eat it. It's no problem. I'll find it. Gavin is in. Hey, Gavin, nice to see you, mate. A small green arrow on 37 points so far, mate. I dream of 37
like
points
at
a minute.
Luxury.
Six players to play, 3 from Arsenal, 3 from Man City. Gabriel is my captain and I'm playing the bench boost chip. Gavin, I think, mate, you're in for an all right week. I think you're in for an all right week.
To be fair, if we played our bench boost, we'd be in for an all right week.
We would, actually, yeah. We would. How are you generally feeling about FPL right now?
For the podcasters, I just shrugged.
For the podcasters, Sam just shrugged.
I don't
know. Right
what is there to say about FPL at this moment? Like, everything's gone badly. What the hell happened to Thiago? He was my big hope for today, and Brentford decided they couldn't beat Crystal Palace. Great.
I'm sort of ready for the season to finish. I'm like quite ready for it to be over. I know this is not what you want to hear. You're here for FPL like positivity. You're in the wrong place if you want some like FPL content tonight. It's so mad, isn't it?
I was on Van Heck and Gross, so of course, Leeds scored a last minute goal.
I'll give up. What, Van Heck and Gross? Oh, boo hoo. Try Verbruggen and Van Heck and not having DCL.
Well,
try that.
I don't have DCL either.
I know, but you're talking about losing a point for Gross. Oh, boo hoo.
Oh,
talk about having double Brighton clean sheet.
Well, I had Boyol on my bench.
It was his fault, Van Heck, the knobhead.
Well, that's because he's in your team. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's...
You're not allowed to say you've got any apathy towards it because you're on official stuff, but I can say it. I'm so done with it.
Of course I can say I've got apathy.
Time for it to finish.
I told you a couple of weeks ago, and I've said on official content, that I do feel like what happens with Spurs is a massive yo-yo. Like, this weekend, to be fair, the Liverpool game on Friday night, I was just like, I'm done with this. After that Aston Villa performance, I was like, I just, honestly, I'm so infuriated.
But
you know, there's a lot to
come. We move one more game week.
Spurs might beat Chelsea, and to be honest, if Spurs beat Chelsea, I couldn't care. I'd give up every FPL point I have.
Yeah, Attaboy FPL is in. Nice to see you, mate. Drebin 15 is in. Sam, he or she says, "I'm a Liverpool fan. I kept Rodgers and Watkins because we're rubbish."
Yeah, but I think it was only the Liverpool fans that did that.
Well done, Drebin. Runner Bean 37 is in. What did Alonso owe Liverpool? He's not duty bound to me. I know. I'm just saying, like, yeah, he doesn't owe us anything. We don't owe him anything. It's just, it fit, didn't it? It just fit. It was just the right thing. And the Chelsea thing doesn't feel the right thing to me. And Nigel de Crab sigh, thank you, mate. Liverpool differed. We have. No doubt about it. The enemies in the bad guys in this whole situation is bloody Michael Edwards and that other knobhead at the top. It's nobody else. Let's see. Davis family is in. We've got Andrew Yee is here, the rubbish FPL player. Nice to see you, mate. Nick
Andrew,
is
I think you should
in.
Change your name for next season.
Yeah, because you're not a rubbish FPL player, mate. Good FPL player. Mm. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think you can call yourself a good FPL player. That's not very humble.
The best FPL player.
That's not very humble. Like, but, you know, maybe we could come up with another name at Fest or something.
Chatterbox is in. Nice to see you, mate. Slot won't bring Salah on in the final game to punish him. Mate, listen.
I predict a riot.
Listen, there will be...
Blood.
There'll be drama if that happens. There'll be drama, let's just say.
What film is that? There will be blood. Is it the Gladiator one?
Gladiator, yeah. I think Slot's already thumbs down, Sam. I don't know. I don't know if he's not even... It's not even a question in my mind.
Oh, dear.
George is in. Hey, George, nice to see you, mate. Runner Bean 37 is here. We've got Malachi Beckford. Nice to see you, mate. Kingdom is in, as usual. Kingdom is here. A whole host of you in tonight joining us for this FPL stream where we haven't actually talked to any FPL yet.
No, we have. I've ranted about Morgan Rogers.
We've done a little bit of anti-Morgan Rogers. Yeah, half an hour in and we've just moaned about our clubs and Morgan Rogers.
I haven't moaned about Spurs.
You haven't actually, to be
I
fair.
I have not That's moaned true. About Spurs tonight.
That's
Might
true.
Be the first dream of the season where I don't moan about them.
All right, well, we'll get on with our teams in a bit. As you can see, two red arrows. Listen, it's a bit of a weird one because there's still plenty of football to be played, right? But listen, if
you... Who have you got left?
Oh, I don't know.
You got six.
I needed a Brighton result, didn't I? I had Van Heek, I had Verbruggen, and I had Welbeck. I don't know. Welbeck had one chance, maybe one and a half chances halfway through the second half, just as he was about to get dragged off, but really was... First half was just no impact whatsoever. And then the two at the back, yeah, I mean, what can
no,
you
but
say?
You've got what? Three Arsenal and three City left.
Yeah.
And the captain is where?
Saka.
Fine. Saka. So you still there's still loads to go. I got three of each and Jokeres is my captain.
Yeah, but Welbeck was one of them, wasn't it? Because it's like a lot of people have got them, haven't they? A lot of people have got the
they
free
haven't.
City. A lot have got the free
you
Arsenal.
Say this,
I needed
Lee.
I needed the Welbeck
the
and
ownership
I needed the...
is still not massive. Come on, put your happy face on. It could all still be
Have you
good.
Seen my football club?
Have you seen mine?
You're surviving. You're fine. And you've got a decent manager and a plan. We haven't.
Well, apparently, if we stay up, it does actually look good. But we've got to stay up first.
You've got to stay up first, yeah.
You've got to stay up first.
So, yeah, I needed Welbeck to come in. That's a bit of a differential. And I needed to have got that 50-50 right between KDH and Atara. I've got that wrong overnight. And then KDH has not come in for me. So... Yeah,
He won't next week, I'm afraid.
Treading water a bit. Yeah, treading water. Let's have a look at some of these games then and get into them. I almost don't want to start with Liverpool Villa because we've done so much talk about Liverpool already.
Then.
People
That's
will just tune out, won't they? let's do this Newcastle 3 West Ham one then because we did touch on it about how rabbit in the headlights West Ham looked. But we've got to give Newcastle a better praise, isn't there? Especially Willa Sula. I mean, if you bought Willa Sula in a few weeks ago in FPL, you are laughing, aren't you? You've been fantastic.
Well, I just picked up my phone because I was thinking they were really good. And Willa Sula feels like a really decent differential pump. But then I thought, well, who did Newcastle even have on the final day? They're away at Fulham on the final day.
Who are as beached as beach can be.
They are a beached whale. They could not care at all.
And can Newcastle now maybe sneak Europe?
No.
I think it's on.
What?
I think that's what I heard. Have a look at the league table.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure. Well, I think eighth now, thanks to City winning the FA Cup, can get European football, no?
They're 13th, Newcastle.
Yeah, but they're not.
No, they're not. They're 11th.
11th, but a win would push them up there, wouldn't it?
If they won,
yeah,
they would go level with Brentford in eighth. But okay. Chelsea haven't played yet, obviously.
Yeah.
They're also level on points with Newcastle and Fulham. I don't think so, Lee.
Yeah,
I think that's a very big stretch.
Okay, but we're not saying it's impossible, are we? We're saying mathematically they could be eighth.
They mathematically could be eighth if Brentford do not pick up any more points.
Okay, it's possible. Playing us. Sorry, impossible.
So it's mathematically impossible.
You're not picking Willa Sula for the final day, though, are you?
Why not?
Are you? All right.
Well, genuinely, what the hell have you got to lose on the final day?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
the way
that,
I feel about FPL right now, I could pick anybody.
I know that Fleming feels like the better pick, but we'll assume they're being
Fleming
good
Fleming feels like the better pick. Oh, my
God. Why did you laugh?
I'm not laughing.
Don't laugh. Definitely I could. Think I'm doing that.
Definitely could. What else to say about Newcastle? I mean, no Joe Linton, but having Tonali in there, having Bruno G back and having a few games under his belt made such a difference, didn't it?
The one thing I would say, though...
They just looked a million times better.
They massively did. However, I don't think they'll care next week.
Who, Newcastle?
Yeah.
Well, I think that largely depends on what happens in Spurs-Chelsea, doesn't it? If mathematically they can get eighth and get European football, they'll care, won't they?
Well... Yeah, but what I mean by that is they cared a lot today. Final home game, all these players leaving, big atmosphere. Right. I don't think they will replicate that away at Fulham.
Okay.
Because they haven't consistently played like that. We have not seen those performances from Newcastle in a very long time.
All right, fair enough. West Ham?
Well, West Ham are exactly the sort of club that we should be targeting for the final day, because my God, they do have to. They have to win by like 20 points, 20 goals rather, and hope that we... Because what's the goal difference now? It's like minus 9 and minus 22 or something.
You've effectively got another point over.
So we've effectively got another point. So they need to win by like 14 goals or something.
It's realistically not going to happen.
Which
is
not going to happen.
I don't think you're picking them, because they're just the performance just wasn't there. They look down and out.
Especially if we get something against Chelsea.
The body, like, well, yeah, then they are down, aren't they?
Well, no, if we get one, they wouldn't be.
Yes, but the goal difference is such then that they would effectively be, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would, yeah, yeah.
So
they be mathematically.
God. Even just the body language of the players and stuff today, they made some individual errors as well. Like the first goal, the first Newcastle goal, like they try and play it out from the back, don't they, West Ham? But with no conviction whatsoever, it just gets pounced upon. And Barnes has got all the time in the world there to just, like, he just dinks it to Voltimado and just says, "Put that away, mate." And they're like 4-1-3, aren't they? Once they give it away, it's just, yeah. They were just all over the place, West Ham. It was a. As I said to Richard, almost, you know, I didn't want to say it to him, but it was a performance worthy of going down, no doubt about it. It wasn't great. Despite the goal was incredible, right? It was
what a goal!
Largely, it felt a bit speculative, but it was, it was an incredible goal. But I don't think I'm going to pick anyone from either of these sides for the final game week, so I'm going to move it on. Leeds 1, Brighton 0 then. We can talk about the DCL goal and we can talk about the error. Did Brighton... Were Brighton a bit unlucky in this game? I don't know if they really sort of... I wouldn't say unlucky. They were a bit, they missed a few chances, didn't they?
Yeah, but did they ever have any, like...
proper chances?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, we watched that game. There was not really a moment where I thought, oh, they've been really unlucky there.
Yeah.
Like, they had some chances. They got the ball in the right area.
I remember Gross hitting one that sort of... curved a bit and Darlow pulled out a bit
That's
of a worldy save. That was a decent save, wasn't it?
But other than that, I don't remember thinking that there was a lot there. Mm. Now, the interesting thing with them is that they've got Manchester United on the final day. It's the final home fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Lots on the line in that one, because obviously they, unlike what I've just said about Newcastle, they are very much in the hunt for a decent end to the season. And when you look at the table, it's close up there now, right? So obviously we don't... Oh, hello. Don't do that. We obviously don't know what's going to happen with Bournemouth yet. Your lot are sitting on 59. Bournemouth are on 55. So 4 points behind, but with a game
in hand. We've got
Play
City, yeah.
And then Brighton are 3 points behind Bournemouth. So it very much feels like it's you will, I think, get fifth. And Brighton and Bournemouth... Are going to fight it out for sixth and seventh.
Yeah.
Possibly Brentford squeak in seventh. Possibly. But I think Brentford will be eighth. So
but
I
your
think
point stands. If you've got Brighton assets, you're probably holding on to them, aren't you? Because it's like they've got something to play for.
Yeah.
You've got probably other transfers you want to do.
If you didn't have three Brighton already.
I don't think I'd be buying.
No?
I don't think I'd be buying. I'd be more inclined to buy Leeds, I think, just the way that West Ham played today. I know it's a final game. It's at the West Ham Stadium, but...
Who would you buy from Leeds?
I'd buy DCL. He just keeps picking up points. Picking up points left, right and centre. I mean, maybe. I mean, the one thing I will say is that I think Anton Stack went off, which looked
injury.
Like a bit of a bad one. Let's hope he's not out for the World Cup, because he'd been so unlucky with injury this season.
He has.
I remember reading out a stat, was it on Off the Bench a couple of weeks ago, maybe, talking about the fact that in terms of creativity... You know, per start, he's up there with, like, he's second only to, like, Bruno or something.
Yeah,
but he just hasn't
really
had the
good.
Starts, not had the minutes, because he's been injured, Anton Stack. So
I like him.
Without
lot.
Him, I think they will suffer a little bit, Leeds. But I just keep going back to that West Ham performance today. It's like, it was so bad from West Ham that Leeds will fancy getting something there. Not that they need to. They're well safe.
It'll be a bit weird atmosphere as well, won't it? Yeah, but they haven't needed to for the last couple of weeks. They
and
didn't need
right.
to against Spurs, and they got a draw against us.
Mm.
They didn't need to against Brighton, and yet they're still pushing at the end of the game. They could have given that up, that ball.
Yeah.
But they're still pushing for it.
Yeah. No. All right, that's OCU. A decent game, that. It's a decent watch, wasn't it? I know there's only one goal, but it was a decent watch.
To be fair, they're on 47 Leeds. They could finish in the top half. And if they finish in the top half of the table as a newly promoted side that historically have always gone down again.
Be a great result, wouldn't it?
That would be a really, really impressive end to the season for them.
Be a great result. Yeah, no doubt about it. Just have a quick look at the fixture ticker for, it's basically just a list of fixtures for game week 38. There's Burnley and Wolves, both at the top, who play each other, which is kind of insane, like that we're maybe possibly considering Burnley and Wolves players for the final game week, because that feels like an anything can happen kind of match. So yeah. Maybe we'll come to that in a bit. There's that West Ham versus Leeds game. So according to the Fantasy Football Scout fixture ticker, West Ham have the third best fixture this week. But I'm telling you, I'm not convinced with that, given how West Ham played. Then it's Everton at Spurs. So talk to me about the Everton result. Everton won Sunderland 3. We didn't watch this, did we? Because we were watching the Leeds game, the Leeds and Brighton game. They were all on at the same time. So we will watch Match of the Day tonight and get a feel for how this game went. But Sunderland doing a bit of a job in the final game in the Hill Dickinson Stadium of the season, where they have kind of struggled a little bit this season, blown hot and cold, haven't they?
They've had patches. Yeah, hot and cold is the right thing. Because if you remember back, the early half of the season at the Hilly Dick was awful for them. They just weren't getting any traction at all. Then they went through this run where at home they were really solid, putting in some really good performances. But then the last couple of weeks again, they just seem to have, I don't know, like whether that Man City performance... I wonder whether that goal late on for Man City that took the win away from them,
yeah,
just did it just take the wind out of their sails a little bit? Because I think they...
Yeah, was that a bit of a like, oh, all right, see you next season sort of moment?
I wonder that. Yeah. I wonder that because, you know, when you look at, again, we go back to the league table, Everton currently 12, level on points with Newcastle. I don't think... I mean, realistically, the highest they can finish is on 52. That assumes that Brentford don't pick up any more points. And then that Sunderland, Chelsea and Newcastle and Fulham and Leeds also don't pick up any more points. Now, that all seems very unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
So for them to be looking at European football now, I think feels like it's gone a little bit.
Yeah.
But possibly a little bit on the back of that Man City performance, because they were so good and they deserved the win against Man City. We haven't watched this one, but it does feel like Sunderland really, surprisingly, because they've been pretty poor on the road, came, performed well and obviously then get the result. So I don't know. I mean, look, they've got to come to Spurs on the final day. I'm hoping...
Might be safe by then.
I'm hoping that Kingdom and I are going to be best friends. We're going to share the points on Tuesday night. Nice little draw. Ideal. I mean, if Kingdom wants to be a really nice man and give us the 3 points, that'd be absolutely glorious.
Yeah, a bit of a shame. A bit of the Kieran and Dewsbury Hall bias coming out here. But he finished on 27 underlying BPS. So only Lefay and Roll and Brobby got more than him. Oh, Isidore as well. So he was fourth overall in the underlying BPS system, despite losing 3-1 and... finished on 9 defensive contribution points. So the stats say, I haven't seen it, but the stats say he had a pretty good game.
He was definitely involved by the stats, wasn't
yeah,
he?
No doubt about it.
Look, we'll see. The final day of the season at Spurs, it's either going to be stressful or we're going to play a little bit more open. And if we play a little bit more open because we're free, then maybe Everton get something. But I wouldn't be investing in Everton now.
No, not on the back of that performance, I don't think.
No, and not on the back of like what's happened with West Ham either. I feel like now that there's a little bit less pressure there, maybe. So maybe that seems less inviting.
All right, very good. A game we did watch, though. Manchester United 3, Nottingham Forest 2, which was this morning's, or I should say, early afternoon. I mean, yeah.
What is this about?
I mean, yes, it is.
I honestly find this so frustrating. Because all season... those goals have been ruled out.
Yeah.
We've had them. You've had them. All the clubs have had them. So when that stands, honestly, it's infuriating because you think, well, all right, it doesn't really matter to anybody here. Nottingham Forest aren't getting Champions League or Europe. Man United had already secured their Champions League position. So really, I suppose
they'll
it
get away
doesn't
with
matter.
This on the PGMOL. You're right. You're
it doesn't
right.
matter.
If this sent Spurs or West Ham down, that decision.
If that happened and Newcastle won their game by 3-2 because of that decision,
yeah,
PGMOL are coming out to apologise to West Ham.
Yeah, fuming. It's not a goal. It's nonsense. However, let's talk about some of the positive stuff in this game. Again, so Bruno's up there now. I think he's got the level now with the assist record in the Premier League. So fair play to him. I want to give a shout out, though, to a player that I think has got a start for us in the summer for England. I thought Elliot Anderson was absolutely fantastic in this game.
He's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. And he had the kind of leash taken off a little bit. He had more license to attack and he's getting it. Now, don't get me wrong, the Gibbs White finish. If you haven't seen the Gibbs White finish,
unreal.
It's class. It is so
he
good.
He is class.
He's just a brilliant player. They're just both brilliant players.
This is where I feel a little bit sorry for Nottingham Forest, because that week going into their Europa League semi-final second leg against Aston Villa, when they lose Morgan
Different
Woods,
in it,
when
maybe.
They lose Morgan Gibbs-White and all of those players through injury, and they're playing a very much, I mean, it's not even B, is it? It's like C strength team.
Yeah.
So they go out of that. Last weekend, they weren't great again because they were missing players. This weekend, their 11 is back.
Yeah.
My God, they were impressive again. Like, I think to go to Old Trafford and play like that is impressive.
I think when we get to this time next week and we're doing our season reflection, right? Cause, and hit subscribe if you haven't already, because we will, so that you know when we're going live next week. Although you all know, it'll be 9 o'clock next Sunday night. But we'll do our game week 38 reaction, but then we'll do like our season review and we'll look back at the whole season. We'll find out where our overall ranks ended up. We'll do the pre-season predictions. We're in the envelope in that cupboard over there, which have not been touched for 37 game weeks now. Oh. We'll touch them next week and we will find out what we both thought was going to happen.
I know what I said.
In game week one, we're going to find out what you guys thought was going to happen in game week one. I'm pretty sure Mo Salah features for me quite heavily in the in the midfield.
I'm pretty sure the relegation zone doesn't look anything like I put.
But I tell you what, one thing that I definitely didn't put in my pre-season predictions, and something that I'll look back on this season as a massive regret, and I know that FPL Harry's in the chat, is not having Elliot Anderson. I mean, this is for me, this is the Elliot Anderson season, right? It has been the season for that sort of player, right? That sort of player that can just tick over with the 4 or 5 points floor every week. And maybe get into the 8s, 9s, 10s, 11s because he gets an assist or whatever. It's just, he'd been such a... I've not owned him all season.
You're fine.
Not owned him.
Daft, isn't it?
Mad. Because he's just been he's been incredible. And I think, you know, he's going to obviously take a price rise next season. Question, where do you think he'll be playing next season? Do you think he'll still be at Forest? Think he'll move? I think he might go to Old Trafford, by the way.
Do you?
I think so, yeah.
See, it's interesting, isn't it?
Because he's definitely got to be on their shopping list, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but you can't deal with Nottingham Forest. They hold a gun to your head if you try and talk to their players. Yeah. I think it's interesting, right? Because at the beginning of the season, we have to put this into context as well, the Elliot Anderson and Morgan Gibbs-White thing. 4 different managers this season. 4 completely different styles of football.
Mm.
4 absolutely bonkers parts to the season. They have finally got it right. That game, when we got Tudor on one day and they got Pereira the day after, or vice versa, they got theirs right. And in that moment, they escalated themselves away from the relegation zone and have now finished the season in a really positive way. We did the opposite, but we got the wrong manager. We dragged ourselves back down into trouble, and only now under the right manager are we starting to get out of it again.
Yeah.
What I will say about Nottingham Forest is that 6 months ago I'd have said Elliot Anderson, Morgan Gibbs-White, all of these good assets, even the goalkeeper, the defenders, they'll all leave because they're not going to want to be dragged down into a relegation battle again with this constant shenanigans that they have at the club. Now I wonder if the situation feels a little bit different there.
I think
they're building now.
I think you're wrong. I think he's going. And I think he'll be in Manchester next season.
City or United?
Don't know. Or Chelsea do what Chelsea do and buy him. Another 120 million on a midfielder. I think it's more likely a Manchester club.
Mm. Gibbs-White?
He could be on the move as well, probably. Probably. These players, I'm sorry, Forest, to the Forest fans, but they're bigger than Forest, these players.
I think it might have been different maybe if they'd have not been all injured for that semi-final and made it to the final, because I'd have backed him in the final.
Yeah. Well,
and then they've got European football again next season, and it's easier to hang on to your players then, isn't it? It's much more difficult to hang on to your superstars when you don't have Europe.
There you go. Andrew's just summed it up there. He says Anderson's going to either Manchester City to replace Silva, or he's going to United to replace Casemiro. Yes, spot on. He'll go to one of those clubs, I think. He's been absolutely sensational for them. and very, very good in this game. Anything else to say about this game? I mean, we've all got Bruno, so there's not much of a differential. I barely cheered when he got an assist. I was like, yeah, whatever, because we've all got him, haven't we? Mm. I did consider captaining Bruno Fernandes. Did you, or were you always on an Arsenal player?
I was always between Gyökeres and Gabriel.
Were you? Okay. I was very much between Saka and Fernandes.
Although, weirdly, I note that my vice-captain is on Thiago, which I don't remember putting there.
Okay.
So I don't know how that happened, because I was never even considering captaining him, really. It was always between those two Arsenal boys.
Weren't you? All right. Well, I must admit, Brentford 2, Palace 2, he was the one I was concerned about this week, no doubt about it.
Because you don't have him.
No, I don't. And actually,
I actually thought you might get him rather than a midfielder. But when you said you were getting Dewsbury Hall, I thought you might have gone for Thiago up top instead.
Well, the reason I didn't do that is because, as you know, and I said it last week, I've not taken a hit all season. One of the things I wanted to do this season was take no hits. We can bank up to 5 transfers. There isn't really a reason to take a hit, really.
Unless you're Cyber Dare.
Never really have to take a hit. Unless you're our mate Cyber Dare, and then you're just having fun with the game. Yeah. So I've not taken a hit all season. So when I looked at Anthony Gordon replacements and I thought about doing either Dango Ouattara or Kieran Dewsbury-Hall, one of the reasons I was leaning towards KDH was because that would free up enough money to do Welbeck to Thiago. But that would have been from -4 and I didn't want to do it. So that's why I didn't do the Thiago. That's part of the reason I didn't do the Thiago move. And that's part of the reason I was looking at Dango, is because I thought, well, I'm not getting Thiago, but Brentford, I would have a piece of the Brentford attack.
Yeah, that
without
makes
having
sense.
Thiago.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I also thought it would make great content if Thiago goes, if Thiago blanks and the Dango gets a double,
well,
and I brought him in. That would be great content, wouldn't it? But I didn't do it, did I? Got Kieran and Dewsbury-Hall instead. So anyway, this game. I mean, if you've got Munoz because you had him for the double game week last week, then fair play, gets an assist. If you had Saar as well, I mean, Saar's been all right for those that got him on wildcard a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Been fine,
been
isn't fine. He? I don't know. Anything else to say about this game? I mean, I'm surprised Palace got a point, I have to say. I thought this was a nailed-on home win. I thought it was a nailed-on home win. And that would then give Brentford the platform to come to Anfield next week and really do a number on us, which I still think they might, right?
But I think Brentford have blown it.
I think this is this was a problem, this result, wasn't it? They needed to get something out of this. I needed to get a win.
I think they've blown it. I think they're eighth now.
Which, by the way, is still not a terrible result for them on the whole, right?
100%. And it should be noted that Brentford finishing in eighth, given that going into this season, we nicked their manager. So they were starting from zero again.
I think we all went, God, they've got the set piece coach. There's a new manager. This is a problem.
I think in our early streams, I talked about thinking Brentford were going to be relegated. But Andrews has done a fantastic job. So we shouldn't look at
and
go,
no doubt about it.
So me sitting here saying I think they've blown it. Yes, I do. But that's not a negative. That is negative. But I don't mean it in a negative way when you look at the season overall. Because I think
100%.
If you look at it at the beginning of the season, you go, Brentford are going to finish eighth. That is a phenomenal achievement.
God, Randolph, wouldn't
it's European football. Yeah. That's an unbelievable achievement. So it shouldn't be seen as a bad thing. I just think that in the cold light of day, losing these 2 points against a Palace side that really can't be bothered because their focus is elsewhere, they'll look at that. They'll look back at this moment and go, that's cost us.
Think they'll hold on to their players, Brentford? I think Michael Coyote will stay. I think Dan
because
they've
got Europe. They've got Europe now.
I think so.
I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to Brentford, but I don't, apart from Thiago, because of the amount of goals that he scored, I don't look at that Brentford team and think anybody has really shone as they're like, that guy has been unbelievable. Like, at points in the season, it's been Dango. At points, it's been Sharda. We've had a few weeks from Damsgaard, some from Coyote.
Jordan Henderson.
We've had no moments from Jordan Henderson. But do you know what I mean? There hasn't been like you talking about Elliot Anderson at Nottingham Forest. That's a prime example of it, right? Somebody that's really shone in their team that you could see getting a big move. I don't know who comes in for these Brentford assets. And are they actually just happy to move together?
Well, I think the fact that you've said there's no kind of standout outside of Thiago proves what a good job he's done at putting a team together, right?
I agree.
It's very good. George is in the chat saying he's worried about Coyote.
Going where?
I think I would be as well, because I think he's shown himself to be, you know, at his age, to be that physical and to be that aggressive with that amount of speed.
Long throw.
And the long throw. He'll be picked up, I think, potentially.
By whom?
Potentially. I mean, well...
PL side?
We need him. We could have him for a start. But
you can't have any more players. Sort's had so much money. You got to cope now.
Oh, don't get me started. So he's the one, potentially. But, yeah, I mean, listen, they've had a great season. No
I think they'll
it.
Be all right. They'll finish eighth. And I think, you know...
Would Georgia... you be buying any of them ahead of Liverpool?
Absolutely not. I've got Thiago. That's enough.
Captain Thiago next week?
No, Lee.
You've got to consider it.
I might buy Salah and captain him.
You've got to consider it. Captain Thiago next week.
No, I'm not considering
it. The amount
it.
Of XG we give up is unbelievable, by the
because
way.
Because the truth of the situation is...
is that yeah. you saying, not saying reality
yeah,
of the situation?
Yeah, because you always say I say that too much. You so do I say for the too truth. Is that this week, I think both Man City and Arsenal will win. So you've got two clubs going at it on the final day. I'm going for one of them as captain.
Okay.
I don't want to go for Thiago. I can't trust the man. He's just blanked at home against a Palace defence that are crap.
Sure.
No?
Well, I've got to have a look at the highlights. All I know is that I wouldn't have sold Morgan Rogers this week and I'll definitely be playing Thiago next week.
Yeah, but you're not going to... You haven't got... I'm going to play him. I'm not going to captain him.
Okay. All right, let's move it on.
I'll have a Captain Fleming.
Let's move it on. Anything else? Do we want to talk about Villa and Liverpool? We've done enough of that. We've done enough of it. We probably, because we've talked
what
enough about Rodgers and Watkins, right? We've talked enough about that, right?
Well, you're not going to buy Villa.
Well, no, because they're locked now, aren't they? They're locked in a Champions League, and fair play to them. We talked about a good result for Brentford. That's a great season result for them, right?
They've also got their final on Wednesday night.
Yes, correct. That's right. Yeah, just
why
about
did you
to
roll
get
your
to
eyes
that.
At me?
Because I just about to get to that.
Well, you were taking so long to get there.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to talk about Aston Villa in this game?
Yes, I'd said we're not talk about Villa. There's no point. They've got the final on Wednesday.
Okay. Liverpool?
Yes, we should talk about Liverpool. Brentford are crap.
They're not. They're not as bad as us.
They've conceded twice to Crystal Palace.
Okay.
Who are crap. So, Liverpool assets. Let's discuss. I do not have any.
I can't work out. Like, next week is going to be... It's so weird, isn't it? It's so weird. Like, it's Robbo's last game. It's Mo's last game.
Is he going to start them both?
Could be Slot's last game.
Alisson's last game?
Alisson's last game. I mean, he should start anyone that's... Any of those that are fit, that's their last game, he should start. But he might not. I do wonder... Like, there is a bit of me that's just like... We should just get Mo Salah.
Yeah.
We should just get Mo Salah.
I want to get Salah.
Because if he starts him, like, he's going to want to, like, back up that. What he's just said, Salah, like, out there, what he's just put out there into the wide world is basically saying, this club's going to shit. And I'm leaving because the club are backing Slot.
Over me.
Over me and what I think we should be doing, which is bringing back the heavy metal football and the standards that we had under Klopp. If you're going to back Slot, I'm off. He's going to... If he pulls out a performance and he bags a brace, not only is he going to go down as even more of a legend with the Liverpool fans, and that'll be the way that we want to see him leave.
Yeah.
But he'll also be massively poking Slot in the eye, won't he?
Yeah.
And Edwards and Henry and all the others. It's just like it's a double-edged thing, right?
But you also feel like they all might look for him as well.
Yeah.
But all them
feels
lads,
like it.
Saboz, Liverts, they're all out for dinner together. They're all mates.
Yeah.
I feel like if he starts Salah...
If someone even dangles a leg in that box, they're over, aren't they?
They're going to be looking for him. They'll be looking to pass the ball to him. They'll be looking to win him a penalty. I honestly think that if you're... And that's why I skirt over Villa. Sorry, Villa fans. But Liverpool are the team, alongside Burnley, which is stupid, I know, that I'm looking at in terms of the biggest differentials to own this week. And Salah feels like the best differential of them all. He has to start him.
He doesn't have to start him. That's totally wrong. He doesn't have to start him.
I feel like he does. Because like you've said, if he doesn't, what happens to him? He's lost the whole fan base.
Right, okay. So let's talk through these narratives, right? So the first narrative is he doesn't play him, right? He benches him. Okay, well, you got the vitriol of the Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
But, like, also... Okay, so that's that narrative. The other narrative is he does play him. How does that make him look? So after what Salah's just said, he's just come out and publicly said, Slot's a wanker, right? And if Slot then gets to Sunday and just goes, okay, no problem, because you're a legend, I'll play you, makes Slot look really weak. Wait. If I were Arne Slot now, I would not start Salah and I'd bring him on. That's what I think is going to happen.
But I think there's a bigger risk of you looking like a wanker at that point, because I actually think there's a good chance if he doesn't start Salah, the whole ground is hostile. The atmosphere is hostile.
Do you not think he is already?
Yes. The cop will be on him the whole game.
Do you not think they are already?
Yeah. But I think and Brentford, for all I've just said about them, they do know how to score goals. So I think in a hostile environment where the rest of them aren't very good, Brentford will go up. And then what happens is he has to bring Salah off the bench to win you the game. That makes him look even worse. If you're 1-0 down and you bring Salah off the bench, and then Salah goes on to win you that game...
Your mic not working again.
No, it is.
Is it?
It's all lit up.
Oh.
Have you muted me?
No. Wiggle the cable. Give it a wiggle, that cable. There we go. I think it's back.
So, I don't know. But I think he makes him look even worse. Because if you're behind and he brings Salah off the... It's different if you're winning and he brings Salah off the bench. Because then it's a parade. But if you're losing and he has to eat humble pie and bring Salah off the bench to win you a game, he looks like an even bigger dick.
If you had to say to me now what's going to happen, I would say doesn't start him and he brings him on. Doesn't start him and brings him on. That's what I think. And that's why, he could be like, if he started him, I'd fancy him. Right? I'd maybe even captain him in FPL.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit like...
Final hurrah.
It's just a double whammy for Mo, isn't it? You come on... Bang a couple of goals, the crowd love you, and you can do one of them to Slot.
Yeah,
give him the V's.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure he will. Ooh. I'm not sure he will. I think you start him on the bench, and I think he'll come on. And the fans will want him on at the earliest opportunity, obviously, because it'll be a crap game and we'll be crap, and it'll be bloody... I mean, our front three at the beginning of that game at the weekend was Rio, who looks like the biggest threat, right? 17,
like
biggest threat, barely played him all season, despite all the fans saying you've got to play him. Gakpo and Curtis Jones, right? It's like that front three is just like no threat whatsoever.
But when you've got a player
whatsoever.
Like Mo Salah, it's unforgivable to play Curtis Jones in that position.
But it's like, I could see even from like when I saw the team announced, I was like, there's no threat in that front three. So, yeah, we've got two goals here, but what are the goals? Set piece, Szoboszlai to Van Dijk.
Twice.
Van Dijk is our biggest threat right now. He's got something like 6 goals now in the Premier League, most of any defender.
Yep.
And I think they've all come...
Szoboszlai?
I think they've all come since game week 28. I think I'm right in saying that, or maybe 5 of them since game week 28. Well, that tells you from game week 38, from game week 28 until now, so the last, couple of months, he's been our biggest threat. We ain't scoring goals any other way other than Van Dijk getting his head on stuff, which can happen because he's so bloody good in the air. And Szoboszlai is pretty good at...
Cheeky stays.
Yeah, probably, because he's probably captain next year. I don't think Van Dijk's there next year.
No, he was the one I was asking about.
Oh, Van Dijk. No, I think Van Dijk will go.
What do you think Szoboszlai will stay?
I think Szoboszlai will stay, yeah.
I think Szoboszlai's angry.
Because Szoboszlai... Mind you, he's only got 1 year left in his contract,
I think he's angry, and I think they might sell him, because I don't think he's signed a new contract.
But I saw a tweet over the weekend, and it was like, if I was any other fan other than a Liverpool fan, I'd have just pissed myself laughing at it. But because I'm a Liverpool fan, it's not funny. But they refer to our number 8 as Dominic Szoboszlai. And the reason they called him Dominic Szoboszlai is because he just runs around like...
He works hard.
Yeah, but not in a effective way. He's just running around like headless chicken because...
Well, that's because he's not getting coached.
And the rest of the tweet said Dominic Szoboszlai running around like a headless chicken because me wanty captain armband next season. Which is basically, I think that is genuinely as a narrative.
I think that you will sell him.
You think?
Because I don't I don't think he's happy either. Mm. I actually think that this could be last year, last summer. I remember when we finished, like last year, obviously, the season was good. You won the league, but it felt like last summer was your big rebuild year.
Yeah.
You brought in all these big players, the Isaks, the Verts, the Frimpongs, the Kirkeses. I was like, blimey, this is a build. Like, Salah's just signed a new deal. Virgil signed a new build. This is it. This season, it's been one problem after another. And yes, partly that's been injuries. Isak's been injured for long periods of time. Ekitike was injured.
See that picture of Isak's knee, by the way?
Yeah.
He ain't ever running properly again, is he?
Well, so you've got all these problems, right? But the bigger issue than the injuries is the dressing room. Because I don't...
Yeah.
Because Dom Sabozlai is friends with all these people that are leaving. He's friends with the Robertsons and the Salahs and the Virgils and the Alissons. They're the groups he hangs in. So of all those people go, why does he want to stay there and do what?
Captain.
Does he really want to be captain?
Probably, yeah. Captain of Liverpool.
Have a sinking ship.
Well, depends who the manager is, isn't it, next year?
But it'll be Slotley.
Okay. All right.
Because it's who else?
Okay. Are you getting any of them in FPL then?
Well, I want to get Salah.
I still think
that I won't, because I'll have to sell Haaland to get him. And I think the title race will still be mathematically on the final day.
Don't get Salah. Get
the only way is to get Szoboszlai, yeah.
Just get Szoboszlai, because he's going to play.
I should have got Szoboszlai this week. He was the one. But he was the one I wanted to get. But in the end, I had to get an extra Arsenal player. So I didn't. But I do regret it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's enough about Liverpool. Let's talk about scores for the week. It's really not worth talking about, to be honest with you. 17 for me so far, which is pretty dreadful. A game week rank of 9.8. Obviously, there's plenty still to go with O'Reilly, Gabriel, Saka captain, Cherki and Haaland, and Jokeres still to play. Would have made a difference, obviously, if that Brighton clean sheet had stuck. So without the 95th minute only shot on target from Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I'd have had another at least 8 points on top of that 17. If I'd have gone Dango Atara rather than Dewsbury Hall in midfield, that would have been something decent rather than a two-pointer from Dewsbury Hall. But there it is. Yeah, 17. It is what it is. Down to 205k, down from about 150-odd k. Just so ready for the season to finish. I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I think I remember Harry in the chat agreeing with me, and you disagreed with me, and I was very firm on it, was that when I played those three chips back-to-back, I didn't make enough progress playing those chips. I needed to be about 50 or 60k, and I didn't. I ended up being about 110k, which at the time, we were all going, oh, that's nice, isn't it, that you've all got nice green arrows? And it's like, well, yeah, you expect to get green arrows in the weeks you play the chips.
Oh, yeah, but...
And then I said, I'm really worried now, because over the next few weeks, you've got wildcarders, then you've got bench boosters, and those wildcarders will be in a better position than I will be, because I would have wildcarded a few weeks back. And so it's proven, although I'm on the wrong side of a couple of 50-50s here. I'm still now managing my rank, basically. I was hoping to finish about 150k.
I don't think you can say this, Lee, because you've still,
why not?
Because you've still got six players to go. The effective ownership on some of them is high. Gabriel, Haaland, sure.
Yeah.
But Cherki, Jokeres, Saka, particularly Saka as captain, their ownership is not that high. They will still have, if they all came in, they will have a big impact on your rank.
Okay, I'm just going to have a look at, I'm going to get Fantasy Football Fix to tell me what Saka's effective ownership is in and around my rank.
Could you use WebFPL instead?
No. Saka's effective ownership in and around is 68%. So it's not that differential, is it?
Jokeres is 44%. Make a difference.
Yeah, not huge, though. Cherki, 44%.
Make a difference.
Okay, sure. We'll have to agree to disagree on that. Saka captain is the most... I think he's the most popular captain this week in and around the top 100k. Right, him and Bruno, there will be a few Brunos in there, but Saka captain, definitely. Even the Fantasy Football Scout homepage, who are you going to have as captain? Saka's top of the poll, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's fine. But what I'm saying is that you have an opportunity still this game week. I don't think it's as woe is me as you make it sound. That's all I'm saying.
But there's not like a Trossard. Like if you went for Trossard this week, that's what I define as a differential. A Trossard.
Well, I did
like that. Good. But I'm saying we're talking about my team, and what I'm saying on my team is there's no differentials in there that are going to make enough of a difference. And what you're saying is, yes, there is. I think there is.
I think there is, because if you went on live FPL and put in the players that you have remaining and the amount of teams within inside the top 100k that have all of those players, it would be small. The number will be small.
That have all of those players.
Or even that have just those three as the Arsenal assets. Having the three Arsenal assets that you have would still be differential. Yes, owning Saka on his own isn't so much of a differential this week as it was 2 weeks ago. But his ownership is still going to move your dial. So will it make you get to the top 100k this week? Probably not. Would it get you back towards the top 150k? Yes, I think it will. If Arsenal win that game against Burnley and crumbs it's Burnley.
Okay.
So I don't think we need to be quite as... I think we're both frustrated because you nearly went Dango and I've sold Morgan Rogers. So we both look at it in a kind of negative... And then the Brighton clean sheet happens and we've both benched Leeds assets. I think that's why we feel negative about it. I think if you were going into it and you had Dango, you'd be looking at this going, actually...
Of course, yeah, because he's a differential, of course. But there's nothing differential about this now. Dewsbury, Hall and Welbeck were the two that I was waiting for.
Well, even if you'd have had your... If the Brighton clean sheet had stuck, they're not differentials, you'd feel different.
Double Brighton clean sheet is reasonably differential.
You're really hard to make be positive. I'm trying to get you to be positive because you're so fucking negative all the time.
It's okay to not be positive about your FPL though, isn't it? When it's like that. Like that's... There's no point me being faux positive about it. Is there?
Well, there is because you've got six players and your captain to go.
Okay, all right, let's talk about your team then. So 19, be positive about that.
I don't feel negative about it. Like, it is what it is. I've got
Morgan
three...
Rogers is still in there. Look, love him.
He's a liability. the Brighton clean sheet, yes, it would have been nice if that stuck. I had no expectations of Roofs for him to pick up three. That feels okay. Because I was expecting to get a bit trounced by Everton. So I was surprised when that didn't happen, to be honest. The three City players, I'm happy to have them. I am slightly concerned about the Bournemouth assets because having benched both of them, if that game doesn't go how I'm thinking it might, like happened with Brighton and Leeds, that's going to hurt because then the bench is going to be painful. But I've got Trossard, who's different. Yoker as my captain is different. I feel like this could easily still be a green arrow by the end of the week.
Definitely.
And so for me, I'm not even really... If we weren't streaming tonight, I would not even have looked at what my overall rank
no,
is.
No, me neither, probably, yeah.
Because I'm not even halfway there yet. So what's the point?
Yeah. Tell me about your team for next week then. How does the bus team look for final game week?
So it actually feels quite similar to what I played this week. Play Senesi rather than Van Hek because I think Man United will score. I do think Manchester United will score. Roofs will move to the bench and I'll play Dubravka because, yes, Martin. And you got Wolves. I've got a free transfer to have some fun. So the question is, where do I go? Now, obviously, there's still a lot of football to go Tuesday night and Monday night. So depending upon what happens and injuries allowing, and also if the title is done.
Yeah, so how will that change your thinking?
Well, I think if the title is done, I'll sell some City assets for some fun.
Okay.
I think if the title isn't done...
Who would you sell? Like, Gay's been really good for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I'll probably hold him. Probably sell Haaland.
Okay.
Having said that, if the title is done, might I be more inclined to sell an Arsenal, given that I might rotate against the Champions League final?
Almost certainly, yeah.
So that's why I haven't really thought about my transfer. Fleming's the one I'm looking at.
That Arsenal versus Palace game could just be two teams that don't want to play that game, couldn't it?
Yeah, they could
both, just be like...
Absolutely, yeah. They could be massively rotated, especially because Arsenal's game on... I never thought I was about to say this, but I almost feel a little bit for Arsenal because their last home game of the season is on Monday evening. They'll win that against Burnley, but they can't really celebrate at home on Monday night because Man City don't play until Tuesday. And then their final game of the season is away from home. So they'll only have a small minority of Arsenal fans, which I always feel like it is a bit of a shame when that happens.
When are Villa and Palace's finals?
Villa's is on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Ahead of 38.
Okay.
And Palace is on the following Wednesday, 3 days after 38.
Okay, so, yeah, Palace really are going to rotate for that 38, aren't they? They are not
Palace don't care now.
That asked about that Arsenal.
Everything's secure
now.
Are
they? Yeah, at all. Whereas Villa, if they win, will be in high spirits and could potentially put up a performance if they're not too hungover.
Well, you say that. But I have personal experience of this because obviously last year we did this. We won on the Wednesday night and we were god awful against Brighton on the final day of the season because we were still drunk.
Mm.
Remember Brennan Johnson? He was drunk for about 3 weeks.
I remember.
So I don't, I mean, I think Villa are, they're firmly off radar now. In my mind anyway, they are, because I think it's all about Wednesday night and I think they'll win on Wednesday night. And then I think they'll have a massive European hangover and they're away from home at Man City on the final day.
Yeah.
So they've not got the home fans to celebrate in front of.
They'll not want to go to the Etihad, will they?
They don't care, do they? So, and that's why I feel like these, and again, what even the Spurs and Chelsea game, or Chelsea and Spurs game rather, on Tuesday night has an impact here, doesn't it? Because if Spurs have to score, if we have to win on the final day against Everton, maybe I'll punt on a Richarlison.
Anyone.
Like maybe I'll punt on the Spurs. If we don't have to win.
Well, West Ham might come back into our thinking as well, right? At home to Leeds on the final day, they've got to win despite how bad they've been over the last few weeks. If they're in a position where they've got to go for it,
yeah,
they've got to just hope that you lose. Not that I think you will, but they've got to hope that you lose and they've got to do their bit, which is win the game. So it's difficult to talk about squads for game week 38, isn't it, when there's still loads of football to be played over the next few days.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Yeah, plenty to go. That's it for tonight. We'll see you this time next week, next Sunday, when we'll do one of my favourite streams of the season, which is end of season. Pre-season predictions will be revealed. We will find out what we all thought, you guys thought, what we thought was going to happen on game week one. We wrote it down, we put it on a couple of cards, we locked it away in that cupboard over there, which you guys can't see, and it hasn't been touched. That envelope has not, we sealed it, it's not been touched for 37 game weeks now. I mean, it'll be 38 weeks by the time we come to open it next Sunday, and we'll find out what we thought was going to happen this season. I can tell you, don't want to give anything away, but I think I'm pretty off the mark.
Oh, I think I've done a poorly.
I think I'm pretty off the mark. Yeah, I think I'm pretty off the mark. But we'll find out, won't we, next week? We'll find out. What's going on this week? What content will the guys find us on?
Oh, it's a busy week because it's the final week of the season. So, of course, we'll be here, there and everywhere. You'll catch this one and FPL Harry on Off the Bench on Tuesday. So they'll be doing that after just 8 games. And I'll make them talk about, sorry, Harry, the final, because obviously, you know, interesting from an FPL perspective to look at that. So Harry and Neil do Off the Bench on Tuesday. I'll be back with the pod on Thursday with Jules and Kelly. We'll review the Tuesday night games and then preview the final game week of the season. How have we got to the final game week of the season? I have no idea. And then on Sunday morning, if you still need some FPL advice, you'll be able to catch us on Sky Sports News to do the final FPL show of the season over there.
I'm excited to go down to Sky on a final day because who knows who'll be knocking around, you know? Who knows?
Well, it's early. It's early in the morning as well. So the rest of this, like the Soccer Saturday guys might not be there.
Yeah, but it'll just be good. It'll be good vibes down there, won't it? Because it'll be last game of the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It'll be, and we'll have 2 full days of content because we've got Sky in the morning. I've got to get back and get over to Spurs. And then on Monday, Lee and I are both going down to PLP to do the final fantasy show of the season together, the review show. And I'll have the final...
It's on bank holiday, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
and I'll have the final podcast of the season that day as well. So going to be super, super busy. And then, of course...
So next Sunday, we're both going to Sky.
Yeah.
You're going to Spurs, and then we're live streaming in the evening.
Yeah.
Big day. Big day.
I might be...
Love it.
Well, I'm either going to be the happiest I've ever been, or the
You'll be fine now.
The most
today
miserable
was
and sad I've ever been.
The Villa game was big, and this is big today. Those are 2 big results that have gone for Spurs, and I think you'd be right.
Tuesday night's massive now.
Yeah, it is, but
take a point at Chelsea.
I fancy to get something out of Chelsea.
I said to you earlier, didn't I? I want to get something from Chelsea, because wouldn't it be so lovely if I could go to Spurs on Sunday and just
enjoy
myself for the first time. Do you know when the last time I was at Spurs and enjoyed myself was?
When he lifted the trophy, probably. Correct. When Ange did his, like, what did he say? He said, like, The second season's always better than the first or something. What did he say on top of the bus?
The third.
The third season's always better than the second.
Honestly.
And they got sacked.
I That's the last time I was happy in the Spurs Stadium.
Right.
That's a lie. Opening day of the season, I was happy in the Spurs Stadium. We had a good result there against Burnley.
You've got more chance against Chelsea than you have on a final day. You're much better
away,
aren't you?
That's why I need to get some points against Chelsea, because we can go down there. So I can have my final donut of the season with a cup of tea, sit there in peace, make sure I hit the final FPL deadline of the season, and just enjoy myself. And that would make me so happy, Lee.
All right. Very good. I'll tell you what else would make you very happy. A like and subscribe from you guys out there. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on FPL Family. We'll do an Ohana on Thursday, as usual. And as Sam said, you'll find us find us bloody everywhere on Sunday on Sky and Spurs and Instagram. And then here again for the final FPL Family of season 9. Do we even need to announce it? We're going to be doing this next season. Is that an announcement, or is it just an expectation that we're going to be doing it?
Well, earlier on, that's not what you were saying.
What?
Earlier on, when Dominic Calvert-Lewin scored,
I was ready.
F this game, F this result, F this, F that. I'm never playing this game again.
Yeah, I'd still do this. I just wouldn't
you
be playing.
How could you do this and not play?
I think you could.
You are
nervous. I love doing the live streams. I still come in live stream. I just wouldn't be playing FPL.
You'll play. You love it too much.
When that Calvert-Lewin goal went in, I was ready to stop everything. I was ready to just
I thought he might just walk out.
I was ready to just quit.
Did you notice what Evie did?
Yes, because she overheard me swearing.
So he was swearing so much, she got up. She was in the kitchen doing some art. She came in from the kitchen, which is connected to our living room. She went to her drawer, got her headphones out, put her headphones on and went back in the kitchen.
Not my finest moment, that.
That is brilliant, because she said not a word, and I didn't say a word, and you didn't say a word. It was the best thing ever this afternoon. And honestly,
this is what happens when Dominic Calvert-Lewin wipes your double clean sheet in the 95th minute with their first shot on target. This is what happens.
Especially then when Max came down about 20 minutes later from playing a game and went, oh, did Leeds score? And I just looked over at you and I thought, what are you going to say?
This game, I tell you what, and George has said it in the chat, it does it to him too. I think we'll do more of this next week, right, when we do our season review. This season has been the most testing, hasn't it? Years of FPL.
Massively, yeah.
Like years. It's kudos to anybody that's got I know Harry's in still and he's got an amazing rank again this season. I don't know how he does it. It's incredible. But for this city has been so unpredictable.
Yep.
It's been so all of the DEFCON stuff was, we had to get used to that, didn't we, in the first half of the season. We've had twice as many chips we had to get used to. We still got VAR to deal with bullshit week in, week out. It's just I think it's been so hard this season, FPL. So hard. And again, we will do more on this next Sunday, but the macro is you can't forget to set your team. How many times in the past, in previous seasons, would you go into work or whatever, or you'd log in on a Monday morning? Maybe not you, because you've got a fairly unique job when it comes to fantasy football. But in my line of work, I'd go in on a Monday. Forgot to set my captain, didn't I? Forgot to do my team. Yeah, didn't do great this week. Forgot. You can't forget now. You can't forget.
No.
Your phone pings you a reminder, a notification, 30 minutes to deadline, 20 minutes to deadline. Oh, crap. Okay, I better go and find out what to do. Well, there's me, you, Harry, and all the others have told you exactly what to do on either our YouTube channel or on the Scout or on whatever on the app. You know, it's so easy now. So easy for the casual manager.
But not for us.
But not for us. Yeah, but not for us. All right, that's it, guys. Subscribe. We will see you next Sunday for the final game week 38 live stream of season 9 of FPL Family. See you then. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.